Aloha, everyone, and probably I played Kaulananapua before this. I don't know, because I've had a strong, very strong pull to come in here. And what's been happening is I don't know if I purchased it or if it's just available on Hulu, but the documentary is called Take Every Wave, and it's a story of Laird Hamilton. And I probably have mentioned on a KP Radio Hawaii show before, but I'm not even, usually I kind of take notes when I'm doing this. I said, I just had to get right here and just see how, I mean, I feel so, yes, very inspired by the movie as I watch what's going on and feeling that connection. That's one thing, of course. I always feel that when I see people riding waves. I don't necessarily see myself riding waves that way myself. But the thing is that I really do know that we're all riding a wave. You know, this whole thing with what's going on right now and around the planet, and we can say the last couple of years, you know, with this whole, you know, pandemic thing that they've tried to roll out, and a lot of us are not, you know, have never bought into it, and but that's kind of the wave that we don't, it's sort of like riding that wave, and I'm not going to try and, you know, finagle something together, or put something together here, but, you know, it's like there's some waves that guaranteed, I've done enough of it to know that there's some ways you just don't take. They're not going to lead where you know you want to go, and could be, well, it's too flat, or it's too, you know, it's not, you know, I like being in the tube. I like being in the bowl. I like being in that amazing place, you know, that, oh God, it can just be for half a second. Or a second, and it's like you're in there, and it's like, oh my God, that is it, and it's like, and it doesn't matter what happens to you afterwards, but you learn how to roll with it, and roll out of it, and roll through it, but there's some, you know, there's a lot of times there's something that, well, to think, it's just not quite right, and so, you know, you can make all sorts of comparisons, I suppose, to what we've been going through, and the only one I can relate to right now, the story I can relate, is my own. And when I came over here, that was, I would say that's not, you know, in 2019, the end of 2019, when I heard about, you know, my mother's health problems, challenge, and then I had to come over here and help my dad with his life. And it was like 3 days, boom. It was almost like 3 days, just boom, I'm over here. And it was just one of those things. It was just very, very difficult, because it was almost like watching my life go away, watching the, you know, oh my God, I can't run to Hapuna. I can't just go out and just have a good time out there. And of course, I knew I was ready to go. I knew it was time to move. It was time to flow. It was time to flow with this new energy. But I knew that this was not a wave I wanted to stay on for a very long time. Or it's not a place where I wanted to be. So whatever the deal is, it was clearly a challenge. And perhaps it's just being out of the waves, out of the, like the Hawaiian waves, are still my favorite. I just, I just can't see myself going anywhere else for waves or for even for living. You know, it doesn't matter what the politics of a place is. It has makes no difference to me. I'm not going to follow a political situation. I will never do that. It's what the energies are. The energies are what draw myself. And for me right now, watching the Take Every Wave with Laird, it was just so astoundingly, oh my God, so astounding to watch that. And, you know, I was continually riding new kinds of waves, different waves, riding it in a different way. And it is so very much like what I know we're all going through. We've sort of ridden one wave. We've been on a wave of ascension, and for some of us, like in 2013, and myself and a few others came over or started this journey around the Turtle Island, and the journey was very clear that this was what we were here to do, and going around different places. And to me, it was like riding around, riding this great wave around Turtle Island, and even going up into places that are in the news now, Ottawa in Canada, and coming in D.C., and a lot of things like that. So that was one part of, the wave. But now we're in a new type of wave, and we're going over to the Ukraine and all this kind of stuff. And all this stuff to me right now, just it's like you watch it, and yeah, we know it's going on. We've learned. We have learned, and we've been educated. We have helped educate ourselves by being open to certain ideas that others certainly are not open to. And we start to see things. We definitely start to see things. So maybe this is just somewhat of a story about the latest waves the last couple of years that coming over here and really sort of helping, the people who were a very big part of my life, and they were always like a very kind of a place where I could always come and rest. I could always come and rest myself, and they would always be here if I needed a place to stay. And, of course, this is the house where I'm staying right now. So, although it was very, very challenging, and I really wasn't sure if I could go through this, and a lot of people who I talk to, they remember my calls, and they remember me crying, that I just don't know if I can do this anymore. I can't take it. It's like, oh, God. And but it was a matter of kind of facing up to that wave that I didn't like to ride, that I didn't see myself ever trying to ride, and learning how to ride it, and learning how to help the folks, the people who helped me through a lot of times in my life. But it's not about that. It was really about riding that energy wave, riding that energy. And, even though it was not something that was a smooth ride in any way, shape, or form, it was a wave that needed to be ridden. And it clearly helped put me in a place that I felt I needed to be. So, with my mother passing in, December 23rd, 2019, and then a few months later, my father passing on May 12th of 2020, just at the beginning of this pandemic thing, and it's, that's another thing. So we began riding a new wave at that time. Did not know it. I did not know it. I knew I had a house, and it was like, okay, well, now what? Now what? Do I move right back to Hawaii? And it's almost like as the pandemic, as that particular wave came, it was almost like, well, it's not a big deal. it's not a big deal. And, you know, it's not a big deal. I remember, you know, I remember saying that, well, it's not a big deal because there's all these things that I see that are just, this is just like all every, you know, like every couple of years, there's always something coming out. Oh, there's the H1N1. Oh, and then there's a swine flu. Then there's a Zika. And then there's a this and there's a that. And it's like there's always something. And I knew it was just another thing that they would try and ramp up to, you know, basically to make people scared, I suppose, to help people try and be scared, afraid. However, it wasn't going to work with me, and I knew it. It's not going to work. So, and the thing it is, it was just so amazingly, this is the thing I saw. I never saw this before, that the new wave, which I felt I rode pretty well, it was sort of like when Laird had eventually they, you know, he had ridden Piahi, and, you know, Jaws on Maui. And I remember seeing Jaws. Oh, my God. The first time I saw the National Geographic, I saw the pictures, the images of him riding a wave at Piahi. And I remember that. And then he started, you know, eventually started to his bringing people out there just to see what it was like. And then, lo and behold, it exploded on the surfing scene. All of a sudden, it was now crowded with a bunch of people who did not know what the hell they were doing. And they also didn't know how to ride the wave. They didn't know, and they were totally not respectful of people who were out there who knew what they were doing. They were just people who, you know, they just were mindless, kind of mindless. And a lot of accidents happened and things like that. And so the same thing to me, it's the same thing with this, because I've ridden virus waves before and I never really paid any attention to it. And now all of a sudden I'm faced with this new wave, this new virus wave called the COVID CV-19. And I'm seeing this and I'm looking at, well, you know, in April of, I think 2021, I just added things up, and I added number, looked at numbers, and looked at actual numbers, and I also looked at the little hidden numbers that they have in there. But I found out, you know, the survival rate for this virus is like 99.99%. It's absolutely unreal. And then people are running around with masks on and this and that. And so that was another part of that wave. There's all these crazy people there who are running around, don't want to force you to wear a mask. Stores won't let you in. And so it's almost like you've got all these rocks. You're surfing around rocks and people. And not just ordinary people. You're talking about crazy people who, and this is not refers to everybody, but they're crazy people. They are crazy people because they're running around with a mask on. And they're out there in the ocean. It really, a lot of, I've seen pictures of people wearing their mask out in the ocean and in 90 degrees temperatures. And I'm just kind of, you know, I've got a science mind. I can do things. I can figure things out. But I've also got just a deep intuitive get mind that, holy crap, this is just un-effing believable that this whole thing is coming to pass. But that was part of the deal, you know, as part of learning to, you know, kind of find your place. And I remember there were places where I've been to, in particular Sandy Beach. There are certain places that I tried at first, and I mostly body surfed. And I would go here and I would go there, and I was like, well, this place is kind of crowded over here. And then I would end up at Sandy's, I would always go way down to the end. If I was looking at the beach or the ocean, I would always way down at the right end. And that was my place. So I found my place. It was away from tourists. It was away from people who didn't know what the hell they were doing. And it was away from people who really, you know, kind of did know what they're doing. But it was just like I was in the right place at that time. So with COVID, the whole thing is the same deal. It was the same deal. Watching this insanity all of a sudden insanity break out in the ocean. And just learning to observe it. We just observe it. This is a collective insanity. So, you know, we have a period here where we're going through the second phase of that. We'll call it wave situation or location where we're surfing as energy beings, as light workers, as light warriors. We had to become not just light beings, realize we're light beings, beings of light, energy, but we also have to be, in essence, warriors of light. And for me, that meant standing up for my own self, my own higher self. And all through this thing, I knew, and of course, I've never, the last 20-some years, I've never taken vaccines, ever. And I knew for this time, I would not take a vaccine, anything like that. And it had nothing to do with the studies. Has nothing to do with the studies of, you know, yes, people did point out that, well, when people that are taking them, a lot of them do have terrible side effects and adverse events, the adverse reactions. It's, I think it's well over a million now for about a year since the vaccines came out. And I looked at that and I just said, that's not for me. I'm not doing it. So occasionally there were a couple times when it's not, and I'd never view this. I had to stand up for myself, just really stand up and not throw, a lot of times it wasn't to throw facts at people, although I did mention the adverse events, the VAERS events that were being reported. And I had, you know, a couple people relatively close by here pointed that out and were trying to get me. I could tell. Every time I talked with them, they talk about COVID. Every time I talk with them, and it's like, they say, oh, so-and-so works in a hospital, and so-and-so told us, oh, COVID this, COVID that, death this, death that. And it's like, you know, you start looking at things. Of course, I looked at not only the actual numbers, but I also looked at when the vaccine started rolling out, that a lot of these, the way they tested for COVID was essentially testing for the cold or the flu. That's it. That's what they were detecting. So that was another part of the wave. You know, you learn that, oh, okay, I see what that. So they're still going nuts. And I just basically stayed out of fights, tried to stay away from fights. I would never stand up and try. I just said, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking this medicine that they're offering. And I'm not going to do it. I don't care what. I'm not going to do it. Here's my stance, and I felt strongly, my guidance was very strong. I am here to stand up for my own inner sovereignty, but also those who are also, I won't say fighting, but they are also standing up for their own medical sovereignty, if you want to call it that, their health sovereignty. So, you know, here I am. I'm saying, well, no, I'm not going to, sorry. No, I have, you know, and people would ask me, well, have you got vaccinated yet? And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And occasionally, like I said, I would say a little bit about the adverse events, adverse reactions. And it's almost like this great, then all the second wave of insanity is that there's only one way to deal with this, and that is to take this vaccine that they are advertising everywhere, and they are putting it out everywhere, you know, whether it's on the side of a shop or I still go into Viator, and on the side of the, you know, side of that little place where they have all these several little restaurant areas, well, that's the big mass sign is on there. And I stopped going to Arcadium because of that, because somebody said, you got to put your mask on when you stand up and make your order, and then when you go and sit down, you can take it off. Oh, we'll let you take it off. And to tell you the truth, the word that always came to mind was bullshit. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Now, So I'm not even going to get into anything else, but I knew that for me, that was BS. I was not going to do it. And I still come up with people who say, well, if you got vaccinated, it'd be a lot easier for you to travel. You could just get a vaccine. Oh, you can go to South America. You can go to Europe. You can go to this place. I said, I use the same word. Bullshit. I don't care. No one is going to do this to me, ever. I will not. In other words, I have my choice, and I will always have my choice. So that was my, and I've told people that. I said, well, my reason for being here is to hold the space for freedom of inner sovereignty, for hold my space for my own inner sovereignty, and therefore, hopefully, I not say hopefully, but I know it's helping to hold it for Turtle Island. That's why I'm here, in the middle of Turtle Island. So when all these things started rolling out, I started getting these, you know, and I rarely get it now, but occasionally I've, you know, someone says, well, if you did get that, or even just, you know, get this passport or something like that, I says, you know, you could travel. No way. That is not my path. It is not my path. So if they don't get it, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Well, I'm not sorry at all. They have a different role. Other people have different roles. So in the end, you know, when I'm riding waves, when I've been riding waves, and I will be riding them again, it's like I choose the wave, you know, the wave and I know, and it's not like everyone is like that, but I just know what I can do, and I know what I want to do. And, you know, I don't go to the touristy parts. I don't go to the touristy places where there is insanity. You know, the last I was at Hapuna a couple times, I mean, they'd be flying drones over the waves. And I just wanted to take a big bag of water and throw it at the drone and knock it out of the sky. Very disruptive. So I just, you know, right now, this is the last part. We have been holding the space, and I'm talking about people like me and other energetic warriors around the planet. This is my realm. It is not necessarily to say, well, which galactic is going to save me now? I still am in tune with galactic energies and the cosmic energies, and I know that we are being helped here. But it seems like my role is to be in the 3D, stay in the 3D, but knowing that I am a higher vibrational being that operates on many dimensions. So, and the other thing, the one last thing is that I had a powerful dream last night and various things. I never see Putin. This is the first time I think I've seen Vladimir Putin in my dream. And he was almost like standing off to the side. He had kind of dark clothes on, so you couldn't really tell, just kind of over on the side. And then I was getting in a car, and all of a sudden Putin's in the same car that I was looking at. And we just kind of smiled and we laughed, and we both kind of felt like, you know, we both know that what's happening over there is part of the grand cleanup of the planet. And it is not a, quote, war, but it's also perhaps a final stage of exposing the media and everything, you know, all that related to that. So I will say that the last part is just that, you know, hold the light, hold the space for me, it's very important to hold the light, hold the space for one's own inner sovereignty. One's own higher inner sovereignty. You know, I mean, we have sovereignty over our energy. We have a choice where to direct our energies and how to direct our energies. And I'm finding new waves now, new waves to ride, where I'm assisting other people through their waves, help them catch their waves. And there's a lot of people who this to whom this help goes. So I guess with that, I'm just going to say that's kind of the message I wanted. But it was so urgent, I had to get this out, that I just said, you know, I am here for the reason that I am here. And I will not you know, I will stay on this wave as long as I feel it is mine to be here. After the last part here, after watching Laird Hamilton, you know, take every wave, it's like, oh my God, it's like I am so ready for the phase where I move back to Hawaii and live on whatever island I'm guided to live on. Have a feeling it's going to be the Big Island, but it'll be completely different than before, a completely new, higher vibrational experience. Because going through this, that's the one thing. We've all been through, we're releasing the old stuff, and we're finding our next higher vibrational level. So, just one day at a time, one step at a time, and currently as I look at my thermometer here outdoors, it's 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm looking at that, and it's like, well, you know, I'm here for a little while longer, and I know that I need to go through this time, and I'll be going through some other deals as we move through the process of kind of closing up shop here, but, you know, part of my mission here is to hold the light for freedom of travel, for freedom of moving around this planet, and that was one thing. I just said, well, I'm not going to fly if I have to wear a mask. I'm not going to fly if I have to wear any kind of these things that they're putting out, or if I have to do a thing, you know, they want you to take a jab or do in the whatever. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not here for that. So, this is a new phase. It's a new phase. And see, right now, I'm not saying it's just me. There's a lot of things going on, but you know, all these states are removing their requirements, and I guarantee you, before long, all the airlines are going to be removing their mandates, which are not laws and all this and all that. But it's kind of like we have found our way. We have found our way through this. So the last part here is just that, you know, enjoy this ride, enjoy this wave. To me, that's all I can say. I am enjoying it here, and I am finding my way. I found my way around here in a way I never had to before. But you know, there gets to be another phase where I will be going. Well, if it's going back to Hawaii right away, I don't feel it's going to be right away. But in any event, there'll be a process for that, and I'll know what it is. But there are other people doing other kinds of work right now, light work, energy work, connecting the planet and really conveying, allowing the energies to flow, the energies of illumination to flow. So the planet is becoming more and more illuminated, vibrationally, with becoming illuminated with a higher and deeper light. I mean, I'm seeing a light turquoise light around the planet, maybe kind of a deep turquoise. And more of the dross has been released by the human community. So I guess that's about it for now. So I definitely will close. And I know that, you know, I'm always kind of holding the light, holding thought, the light thought for everyone who's on this path and going through this time. And I appreciate everyone being here, and I appreciate the work everyone is doing around the planet, so of various kinds. So in any event, we will say aloha for now, and I'm going to take a walk in the snow. So take care, aloha everyone, and we end with Kaulana Nā Pua. Aloha. Aloha ae ka puna kāina, haina ia mai ana ka puana, ka poe.